views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hello to all of my listeners, and cheers to you. And let's get this week started with intention. I've been doing a lot of research for my next book, Emotional Engagement and Drives Organizational Happiness. But I've come to realize that there's very little correlation between what helps a person get ahead in business and what characteristics help organizational effectiveness. So how are you finding that balance? Because let's face it, you could work with a coach, you could work with a consultant, and you really don't get excited about the big breakthrough, and then nothing happens. The excitement just dissipates. It just goes away. I used to think that the hesitation was because people get busy, you know, they're putting out the daily fires, or maybe they're just getting too lazy. What I really find with my clients is when I changed my leadership training to include emotional engagement, it was a win-win situation for everyone. But there was still a piece. There was just one other pattern that I was finding more obvious, and that's procrastination. It wasn't that they were lazy or busy. It's sometimes when you have to do those hard things, it becomes procrastination. So are you a procrastinator? Are you procrastinating? Most people do. Do you know the secret to overcoming procrastination? Most people don't. Our guest today knows, and he will tell you as soon as he gets around to it. Sorry, I'm back. I was procrastinating. Eric Twiggs is our guest today, and he's a certified coaching professional and an award-winning speaker. Eric has studied marketing in college, and he's been working in the fields of marketing and management probably for nearly his whole adult life, which is about 20 years. And he's managed organizations with over 500 employees. And he's also run an automotive service business that sees an annual revenue of over $50 million. Today, you're going to get a taste of Eric's bigger message about how to overcome obstacles and take the next big step. Eric's next step, his signature program, is going to give you a specific practical solution so you too can begin using that today to minimize your stress and maximize your success. This idea is going to allow you to break the procrastination habit and reach your personal goals in life. Well, please help me welcome your procrastination prevention partner, Eric Twiggs. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Connie. I'm glad to be here. Look forward to our discussion today.
Well, I'm so glad that we were able to make this happen today. I know you're a busy, busy guy. When I first met you, it was at the NSA convention this past summer.
Yes.
And you were just telling me so much about programs that you have going on. It just captured my attention. And I was just so interested to hear more about your procrastination program.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, that's procrastination is my passion. And I know that is the key thing. You know, as you heard in my bio, I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of managers and leaders.
Yes.
And I always, what is it that, why is it that some people consistently hit their goals and others fall short? And the common denominator is this thing called procrastination. And it impacted me personally as well, because in reality, we don't have as much time as we really think. And that's why it's critical that we've got a plan to overcome procrastination.
Now, let me ask you this. Is procrastination the same or different than somebody being better at time management?
Well, procrastination is when you are, at my definition, when you're putting off or delaying something that's vital, a goal that's vital to your success. So it's not necessarily the way I approach it. It's not a positive thing. I mean, no one does everything all the time, but I think the key thing is to know what you should be doing and to be doing that at the right times.
Okay, well, that's true. Well, what you just said, but to be doing it at the right times, I find that really interesting. So elaborate on that just a little bit more.
Well, I think it starts with being clear on your vision. You know, what is it that you really want to accomplish, and being clear on the why. You know, why do you want it? And if you're truly passionate about what you want, you're going to be less likely to procrastinate.
Okay. And then, I think that's definitely true. If it's something that it's the why of why somebody is doing it, it's going to get them to their end result, to the why, where they want to go. But what happens if it's something that they're really not interested in doing?
Well, if you're not, that's deep down. See, a lot of times, and I have a saying that the more you say yes, the more you'll have stress. So a lot of times we say yes and we commit ourselves to things that deep down we don't have a passion for. But we do it out of obligation. You know, we don't want to hurt the requester's feelings. And I think a big part of overcoming procrastination, this is something that's big into my programs, is knowing how to say no. One of my write-ups that I've done has gotten a lot of feedback is how to say no without feeling like a jerk.
Oh, that is so true. I mean, exactly. And I know sometimes I'll get asked to do things and I'll say, I'll do it, with the exception that you never ask me to do something else. So I'll help them and support them, but don't ask me to stretch and take the extra mile because you're not going to get it from me. So that's because I have trouble myself with saying no. And that's the way I've been counter-attacking, I guess, myself by, again, if somebody asks me to do something, I'll say, okay, I'll get involved, but don't ask me to be an officer or don't ask me to take on a specific task. Otherwise, I'll help you.
Yeah, and I think the key is to understand that you're not necessarily saying no directly to the person. It's not a personal thing. You're really saying no to the request.
Right.
You know, and I think it's better for both parties. I would rather say no than to say yes and just go through the motions and not have my heart fully into it and not do it justice.
Well, yeah, because it damages your reputation, number one, because you don't follow through and you don't want to be known as somebody that doesn't follow through on a task or what you're doing. So if you set the parameters right up front and say no, or like I said, because I just got asked to do something over the week, and I'm really involved, in addition to the National Speakers Association, I'm really involved with Toastmasters. And, you know, so they keep asking me to be a district officer, and I just keep saying no. And then I was asked over the weekend if I would at least become part of the leadership team in an advisory capacity. So I said, okay, I'll do that. But don't ask me to be a district officer, because I'm going to keep saying no. So stop asking me. So they kind of laughed and, you know, chuckled, and they're like, okay. So, but I'm sure they'll ask me again in a couple months, and I'm going to have to remind them the answer was no. I told you not to ask me.
And here's the thing, you know, success breeds opportunity.
Right,
so
and it does.
You become more successful, but not every opportunity is necessarily the right fit.
Very, very good. Good point. Let's talk about that more when we come back, because we're going to head off to a commercial break shortly. But I would love to talk about that, about opportunities being the right fit, because so often people jump in saying, yep, let's do it. Let's do it. And it's really why, you know, why are you doing it? And you have to, again, go back to look at what your why is. Well, today we have a giveaway. It's going to be a free 90-day procrastination prevention video series. Are you interested? Well, to learn how to get your copy, you need to keep listening, because we're going to be heading into a commercial break pretty soon. But before we go there, I just want to remind you, if you have questions, of course, send them in to me, or you can call them in at 800-930-2819. Or you can email them directly to me right now. I'm watching my email to Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, at ConniePhiffSpeaks.com. And that is Connie, P-H-E-I-F-F, Speaks.com. We'll be right back after the next commercial break.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
We are back, and joining me today is Eric Twiggs, the procrastination partner, your procrastination partner. We are faced with the fact that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. It's by Dr. Martin Luther King. Eric, I understand this is one of your favorite quotes.
Yes.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Okay. Why did you, or how did you get so interested in procrastination and helping people overcome their challenge of procrastination?
Well, I would break it down two ways, personally and professionally. So personally, back when I was in college, I had experienced the sudden death of a friend of mine. Mm. And up to that point, I had viewed death as something that, you know, someone's either old, they've been living, they're 90 years old, or they've been battling a long illness.
Right.
But when he passed away suddenly in a car accident, that taught me that time is precious. You know, we're all in this race, but we're in the same race, but we all have a different finish line.
Okay.
And you really just have to maximize every minute and make sure that you're moving towards your goals. So that's kind of the personal reason. And so that's when I look at that quote by Dr. King, we talked about the urgency of now.
Right.
Now is just so important. And you think, okay, well, I'll just do that tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow.
That's so true. And that's
that's the personal side of it. Then from a professional standpoint, I had gotten to a point where I was successful in my career and, you know, I'm making money, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but I didn't really feel the passion. And I really had to kind of key into what was my true calling. Mm-hmm. And once I really found the purpose, because, you know, in school, when you're coming up, you're taught, you go get your education, get a high paying job. So I did that.
Right.
But it was, okay, well, maybe my ladder is leaning up against the wrong building here. And as I really started to tune in to find my passion, that was the key. And I work with so many adults that they don't know what they want to be when they grow up.
And that is true. I run into that a lot. Yes. Well, so do you think that's procrastination? They don't know what they want to be when they grow up? I mean, what do you think what's holding them? What's their challenge?
I think that it's a symptom. So they don't know what they really want to do. I mean, they're working a job that they're not passionate about, that's not linked up to what they were put on this earth to do.
Right. Okay.
So and I used to do this, you know, when that alarm clock goes off, they're hitting the snooze button and they get that feeling of dread on Sunday night after the last football game goes off.
Yeah.
They have to go in on Monday morning.
Right.
So they're in procrastination mode because they don't look forward to tackling in a day.
You know what, Eric? I get up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and I hit that snooze a dozen times because I know I'm getting up to go to the gym. So is that the same thing?
So you don't look forward to going to the gym, huh?
But I know I have to do it. I know I got to go there. But I hear what you're saying, though. People get either stuck in a rut or they don't know where to go, or like you said, they don't know what they want to be when they grow up. So they just stay where they're at rather than, you know, persevering, moving through it and trying to figure out who it is that they want to be and, you know, finding their personal success and professional success that way.
Absolutely.
Well, you made another, like you said, you came to this by way of a tragedy, an event that happened in your life. And that's really what I find with a lot of people, that they become who they are because of something that may have happened in their life or something. I mean, if we go back to some scientific, you know, conversation, we are who we are because of our DNA, events that have happened in our life, or the environment that we grew up in. And that really defines who a person is, but they get stuck and they get held back, and that's where the procrastination sets in, if I'm hearing it correctly.
Yeah, and sometimes your biggest burden can be your greatest blessing.
True.
And a lot of times the thing that you, the struggle that you went through,
right?
And this is when I coach people, this is what I teach them, you know, think of it, they're trying to figure out what their purpose is, think about a big struggle that you've overcome. And a lot of times you went through that struggle for the purpose of helping someone else to get through that struggle.
Oh, if you want to sit here, we could have a therapy session. Because that's how I became. That's how why I talk about what I do. And that's a lot of the struggles and things that have happened in life. So, yeah, I mean, you're dead on with saying that, you know, we become who we are because of an event or something that happened in our life. What was one of your lessons that you learned along your journey to building your business?
Well, I think, and I talk about it in one of my keynotes as far as focusing on the next step. A lot of times we want to have everything mapped out before we move forward.
And yes.
You have this vision of where you want to be. And if you're not focused on the next step and you're looking at the big picture, you're saying to yourself, well, how can I make this happen? How can I be a motivational speaker? Who's going to pay to have me come talk to them? Nobody knows who Eric Twiggs is. You start thinking through all these things. But then when I finally just focus, okay, I'm just going to do the next step. And then I would take one step. And then some fortunate thing would happen. And I would be shown the next step. Mm-hmm. And here I am talking to you. But it's been a one step at a time process. So I would say that's the big lesson. And I would certainly want to encourage the listeners, don't try to have it all figured out. Just really think about, you have a big vision. Just what's the next thing that I can do?
And don't miss those opportunities, just to, you know, not repeat, Eric, how you and I met. But Eric and I met standing in line waiting to have lunch. Mm-hmm. There was only one table left. He was with another gentleman, and I was as well. So the four of us decided, well, let's just sit at the table together and have lunch. And opportunity right there. The four of us got to know each other much better. And now, Eric, you're on Master's Chambers. And that never would have happened if we just went in there with our blinders on and just had our lunch and walked away.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. You just have to, and you always just have to be open to the possibilities and just wake up every day knowing that anything is possible.
That's
every
right.
Every day is a new day.
That's right. Well, what was it always easy for you right from the start when you started branching out, being an entrepreneur and having your own business?
No, it was 100 times harder than I ever thought it would be.
And then that's the truth. Oh, isn't that the truth? Oh, what was one of your most memorable failures? Let's get the juicy gossip.
Well,
in here.
I would say one of the things back when I was managing stores, and this is one of the things that really helped me to embrace this idea of not procrastinating, is, you know, you're supposed to always be recruiting and always looking for top talent. If you're running a business, you're running an operation. Mm-hmm. Well, right. I wouldn't look for people until I really had a need. So I was about the tactics and the day to day. And I got to a point where some things happened, and I had a location with no employees. I was all by myself. Wow. And that taught me a lesson that to always be proactive and always be thinking ahead. And that's part of the things that, and I've been able, with that, with my story, you know, I've been able to help quite a few entrepreneurs that are in brick and mortar buildings to really stay ahead of the curve and to be proactive.
And it's good to share your story with other people, whether it was good or bad. But you know what? They like to hear your bad stories too, no matter how successful somebody is. And I've learned to incorporate my story, not that I'm creating a situation where I'm sitting there bawling my eyes out, but I've been able to bring in that story into the conversation of, you know, being a leader during change, during turbulent times, and how, you know, how do you move forward beyond that? And it resonates with your audience so much more when you're able to do that. And that gives them that inspiration to move past procrastination. Wow, I just made that one up. And just to keep moving forward and find their success.
Right, right. And I want my audiences to walk away saying, wow, if he can do it, so can I.
Right, right.
Not so much of, wow, he's special, he's such a smart guy. No, if he can have the challenges that he had and he overcame it, I have that same opportunity as well.
great. Well, I used to hold back. I wouldn't tell that story because I didn't want them to feel like you just said. I didn't want them to feel, oh, poor her. That's not what I wanted to do. But now when I finally understood, no, I'm giving them more encouragement so they can say, wow, she did it. I could do it too. And I'm going to walk away. And this is great. This is awesome. So, yeah, you're right. Right on there. Well, you know what? Before we go any further, how can our listeners find you and learn more about you?
Well, you can visit my website at www.ericmtwiggs, that's TWIGGS.com, ericmtwiggs.com. That's my website. You can see things I've written about. You can get a hold of me if you want me to talk to your organization. But that's the most direct way to link up to me.
Well, I know you're also pretty busy. I understand that you're the diaper changing man. What's up with that? Apparently, yes, you got babies in the house.
And I'm happy to report I've stopped procrastinating when it comes to taking my turn to change the diapers.
Ooh, thank goodness for that.
Oh, I was happy about that too. But no, definitely a life-changing thing having little ones in the house. And I mean, it really speaks to time management and not procrastinating because I don't want to shortchange my family out of their time.
Right.
Or spending time with them. But that's, we could be on the phone a whole other hour just talking about how you stay focused and present in the moment so that you can maximize that family time.
All right. But well, let's hold that for another time. I want to make sure we tell our listeners about your giveaway. So are you ready to hear about today's giveaway? Okay. So listen up. The first 10 callers are going to receive free Eric's 90-day, this is 12 weekly tips of his procrastination prevention video series. So to claim your gift, start dialing now. And remember to give us your questions as well. We'd love hearing back from you. The number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Call in now and you'll get a copy of Eric's 90-day procrastination prevention video series. And to learn more about Eric, you can find him on his website at ericmtwiggs.com. It's time for a commercial break. Stay tuned because you don't want to miss hearing more from Eric Twiggs, your procrastination prevention partner.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me, the love
we Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Welcome back. And I want to give just a big cheers, hold up your glass for all of my listeners, whether you're sitting at your desk, driving in your car, or maybe just looking at your iPhone. Cheers to you. And thanks for listening, because we are back talking with Eric Twiggs. Eric, I want to thank you for joining us today. We've been talking. Great, because I'm so happy you're here, because this is such a much needed topic. Our phones have been ringing. We have a few people. I've received some emails here with some questions. I'll circle back to them before we end the show. But we've been talking today about procrastination prevention. So, Eric, I want to ask you if you can share two, maybe three of your procrastination tips that our listeners could take away and walk away right now and start implementing.
Okay, great. So the first tip I would say would be to recognize your power times. You know, we all have this biological clock of when we have more energy. So some people are perky and active first thing in the morning. So you're
That's
a morning
not
person.
Me. I've already shared, and I don't know why I get up at 5 a.m., but I have to.
Right. So I'm a morning person, so I know that my – Here's the key. You want to schedule your highest priority activities to those times of day when you have the most energy. So if it's something that's really important and a priority, like for me being a morning person, I'm going to do any type of writing first thing in the morning, because that's just really when my energy is flowing. That's when the ideas start coming to me. When I would try to write in the evening, I found myself procrastinating because I was just worn out through the day. So that's one key, would be to recognize your power time. Another key, if you want to stop procrastinating, is to start your day with gratitude. And believe it or not, the better you feel, the less likely you'll be to procrastinate. So really think about those things that you have to be grateful for. Just wake up, start your day thinking about 3 to 5 things that you're thankful for in your life, in your business, within your family, and you'll start to have those feelings of well-being. That would be the second tip.
Okay.
One more tip I would give you would be just to look for ways to automate. And just there's something that's called decision fatigue. So what that means is there's been a lot of studies. There's one famous study at Stanford University about decision fatigue. And they've determined that the more decisions you have to make throughout the day, the more the quality of those decisions goes down, and you'll be less likely, you know, as you've been making all these decisions, you're so worn out, you get fatigued. That's why if you notice in the department store, the grocery stores, they put the candy bars at the checkout.
Right.
They know you've been walking through the store and making all these decisions, so you'll be more likely to give up on your willpower by the time you get out to the checkout. So think about what can you do. Like I know of entrepreneurs that they wear the same color suit. They have a closet full of the same color suit because that's one less decision they have to make when they're starting their day.
Okay, because I was going to ask you to elaborate about what you mean by automate, but I get that. Yes. So because listening here right now, I'm not in my suit, but I know when I'm speaking or when I'm coaching, I do have certain suits that I wear. They're not exactly the same, but they are the same colors.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I know everything just fits. I could throw it on quickly and go.
Right. Right. And so, and then even, especially as you supervise people, really getting into a habit of delegating. And so there's certain things that you delegate out. And again, those are just less decisions. I know when I used to supervise, my favorite saying was, nobody can do it like Eric. But at the end of the day, Eric was tired.
That's right. And everybody else around Eric was also tired of listening to you.
Right. So those would be three keys if you want to overcome procrastination. They're pretty basic things you can do.
They are pretty basic, and when you think about it, but unfortunately, we have to be reminded of that all the time. Like I said, I wear the same color because I thought I was just branding myself, so I guess it's a little bit of automation, too, so I don't have to worry about it. My stepson, which I thought was pretty funny, he lives in Germany. And when he came home to visit, he wanted to go do a little shopping. And we did that, and he bought four of the same jeans. He bought two dozen of the same pairs of socks and the same underwear. And I said, what are you doing? He said, this is because it's easy. I don't have to match anything when I do the laundry. I just throw them in the drawer and I'm ready to go. I just pull it out and everything matches.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, like a famous person, like Albert Einstein, for example, right, is someone that was a habit of his. He had like the same color suits in his closet because that was just one less decision he had to make.
Well, Steve Jobs wore the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and he finally, you know, his jeans and black T-shirt, he was wearing the same thing as well, same sneakers. So that's pretty, you know, and when young Jeffrey did that, I was like, wow, that's, took me a minute. And I thought, I guess that's pretty smart. But us women don't like to do that. We do like to have multiple pairs of shoes. Sorry. So, well, that's true. So the four keys. So recognize your power time. Start your day with thanks, gratitude, and learn to automate and delegate. So really, really good tips, Eric. People could, again, start implementing them right away. And because I do a lot with patterns and talking about patterns and procrastination. That's one of the patterns that, well, let me ask you. So if you're a procrastinator, what's a pattern that you can change to or transform to stop the procrastination?
I would say, I mean, one thing is set shorter term goals could be something. Because a lot of times if you set a goal, let's say you set a New Year's resolution, you know, it's you start to lose track of it. It's not in front of you. So you it's easy to fall into bad habits.
Right.
So one habit or pattern would be set like a 90-day goal. Start with 90 days.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's far enough where you can see progress, but it's short enough of a time window so that you can maintain that momentum.
Okay. And I've also heard you talking about being proactive, being positioned, be prepared. So would that all be part of the 90-day plan?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so we talk about being proactive. So it starts with the 90 days. And then everybody, you know, talks about doing a to-do list, which I do as well. But now your to-do list can be focused on your ultimate 90-day goal. So if you've got your 90-day goals, the things you're doing every day are now moving you closer to that goal.
Okay. So how do people work with you? How do you work with your clients? Do you have online programs? Do you have conferences, events? What is it that you do that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I speak to organizations. I speak to associations, corporations. You can certainly email me directly at eric@ericmtwigs.com. You can visit my website, which we already said was www.ericmtwigs.com. Mm-hmm. I do provide coaching as well.
And so somebody can work with you directly, like you do one-on-one?
Right, I do one-on-one. I do groups as well.
Okay, that's really good to know. So in business, I know we talked a little bit about this earlier. We have about a minute or so before we go to break, but really quick, we were talking about saying yes to the right thing for you. So how does somebody know or how can they evaluate the opportunity to say, yes, this is the right thing for me, or you know what, it's really not. Let me just push that aside.
Well, I would say, I mean, there's three quick things. So does the opportunity, number one, line up with your passions?
Okay.
What are you passionate about? And if you pay attention to your body, a lot of times it, you get signals where if it's something that just deep down in your gut, that's not something that you, that drives you. So your passion. The other thing is you want to look at your priorities. And that's where the goal setting comes in. So when you've got clear priorities, you can line up this opportunity with, okay, how does this relate to where I'm trying to go? And then the other thing is, does it line up with your personal abilities? Can you do it?
That's a really good one. That's a real good one. So do you have any questions for Eric? Start dialing now, or myself. You can call in to 800-930-2819. And we still have a few more of Eric's procrastination prevention video series available. So give us a call for your free video series at 800-930-2819. You're going to want to keep listening because coming up is the lightning round. I'll be putting Eric in the hot seat. So stay tuned.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Let's get this party started. You're listening to Master's Chambers, and we're getting better together and learning from the executive's perspective on business. I had a phenomenal testimonial come in while we were listening on the show today. while you're listening, I should say, from Tina. I'm so excited. I don't know how to talk. Came in from Tina, who said she can't get enough of the show. Tina, I just want to give you a big shout out. Thank you for that. And we hope that we're providing all the information you need to build your business. And I'm your host, Connie Fife. And joining me today is Eric Twiggs. Eric's the guy who's going to help you overcome your dreaded procrastination. So another question I did receive today, and Eric, you can help answer this. Today's show is discussing how to overcome procrastination. This is from a listener, am I acting out some childhood resistance as an adult? Could this be existing beliefs that are driving me to procrastinate? So what do you think, Eric?
It's very possible. I mean, procrastination, it isn't always what you see on the surface. It's sometimes it could be like I know of people that resist authority. And so if, you know, maybe it was something that happened in their childhood, you know, so now they believe something specific about, they have a negative perception of authority figures based on off of how they grew up. And so now they, on a subconscious level, they resist direct authority. So there's a lot of complex reasons that someone procrastinates. So to answer the question, it's quite possible. And certainly if the listener, you know, wanted to reach out to me and we can discuss it in greater detail, feel free to do so at ericmtwig@ericmtwigs.com. But yes, it is quite possible.
So basically what you just said is that they're a rebel.
Right.
They become a rebel.
There's something that's called passive aggressive behavior.
Okay. So yeah, if you want to hear more about that, reach out to Eric. He'll be glad to chat with you about that. But Eric, it's time to get this party started because this segment is all about you. This is our lightning round where we ask 10 questions. You may answer or pass. So are you ready?
I am ready.
All righty. So what is your favorite TV show?
I would say that... Believe it or not, my favorite TV show when I do watch TV is I do look at Scandal. It's a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
It's on the table.
All right. So who is your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush. I would say her name is Anjanette Twiggs. She is my wife, and she's a celebrity in the community, so that counts.
All right, that counts. Absolutely.
You just got
some points for tonight. Mm-hmm. what's your hidden talent?
My hidden talent, let's see. Well, I have this talent where I can consistently hit a golf ball into the water.
Oh, okay.
I can do it every time.
Do it every time, huh? Okay, well, you're consistent. What is your favorite business book?
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Hey, Napoleon Hill, you got it.
I think it's the foundation for having a successful business.
It is. It definitely is. All right, next one. This could earn you a couple more points. Your most influential person?
My most influential person, I would say, would be my father.
Okay.
And it's just watching his example. And I think that's where I get my work ethic from. And just watching him get up every morning and just seeing the example that he provided me.
Well, thank you, Dad. What is your worst habit?
My worst habit...
Besides the golf ball in the water.
Well, let's see. What is my worst habit? Well, I have a taste for vanilla milkshakes. And, I'm really into fitness and working out. But there's something about that vanilla milkshake. And I can literally drink one every day. But so I have to really steer clear of the... ice cream parlors and things.
Shakes. All right. Well, the next one, we did talk a little bit about what is your favorite success quote?
Yeah, they're just the Martin Luther King quote.
Martin Luther King. All right. Who's your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going every day?
I would say my two cheerleaders, and those are my children. That, you know, no matter what kind of day I'm having, when I walk through the door, they're excited to see me, and they're running to give me a big hug. And that really kind of gives me perspective.
Nice. I get that from my dog. So what advice would you give to your younger self?
I would say just to stay the course. And to just focus on, just really focus on the vision. That would be what I would tell myself.
Nice. Eric, you've been a beautiful guest. So one more time, I'm going to ask you to let our listeners know how they can contact you. And again, if there's anything that you want to share or promote about your business, please feel free to do so.
Yes, you can email me at eric@ericmtwigs.com. I know she mentioned the video series. Certainly, if you would like me to send that free, it's basically 12 videos that you would listen to, or you would watch one per week, and it will give you some really quick tips and strategies on overcoming procrastination. So you can email me at that address. You can also access, I have an ebook on my website to help you to over, it's called One Moment in Time, Preparing for Your Defining Moment. That can really help it to give you some additional procrastination strategies as well.
Nice. Very nice. Well, you've been listening to Eric Twiggs. So are you ready to overcome your procrastination and be proactive, be positioned, and be prepared? And remember the three tips that Eric had shared with you as well. Recognize your power time. Start your day with gratitude. And learn to automate, even if it is wearing the same clothes every day. And ladies, it could be wearing the same shoes too. But it's all part of being automated. But thanks for hanging with me.
Same colors.
And same color. You got it. Same color. Thanks for hanging with me. Coming up next week is Ursula, who will share the executive's perspective to increase your volume. If you'd like to be a guest and have some worthwhile information to share that will help others find their business success, give my team a shout out at teamfife@connyfifespeaks.com. We'd love to hear from you. And also, your comments are always welcome for the show. And Tina, thanks for the shout out today. That was pretty awesome. And if you're ready to transform from thinking like a manager, becoming a superstar, and if you want more sales and life balance, then you're going to want to join me and my partner, Todd Novak, in gorgeous Newport Beach, California on November 4th for our Sales and Leadership Summit. You can find more information on my website at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com or just give me a call. 909-758-1120. I hope to see y'all there. For more free tips on emotional engagement and driving organizational happiness, head on over to my website at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening, and let's get this party started. Cheers.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.